Hey, I just wanted to do this quick enjoiner. I've just published a podcast and psychedelics and Amundsen goes back to his greatest hits stuff. But there's been a recent change that I think is important for us to include that wasn't included in the last podcast. By the way, this is, you know, for those of you who attend a Grateful Dead concert, you would recognize this. This is their, when they end their concert every time. And this can go on anywhere from 5 to 25 minutes at the end of their concert. So anyway, a little Grateful Dead to lead into this. The issue here, let me shut it down. I was going to let it play in the background the whole time. Give me a second. Here we go. Drive it fast. There we go. Done. Nice. Anyway, so let me tell you why I did this real quick. In the last week, the Health Services of Canada have come out with a very interesting decision regarding the use of psychedelics, and especially psilocybin. What they have said now is that individuals cannot pursue psilocybin, ought not pursue a medical standard psilocybin, unless they have undergone ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. ECT is an age-old treatment for treatment non-respondent depression, where treatment has failed, and it has come and gone over the years. But the most recent solid research has shown that it is better than psilocybin in reducing depression. Therefore, as a standard of practice that's now being advanced, patients need to have undergone ECT, and it has had to fail before they would recommend that psilocybin should be used. So a bit of a setback in some ways for this treatment modality. Again, looking at real cool stuff, because this is, again, standard of practice. And we talk about this stuff all the time and what we should do, shouldn't do, and when we should or shouldn't do it. So just a little quick one to add to the podcast, the other podcast that I just posted, and let the Grateful Dead take you out.